Hello, Eurovision Files. Thank you for listening and supporting. Yeah, best wishes from Amsterdam.
As you can hear, that was Sylvester Welt from Lithuania. We met him and many other acts last Saturday during the Eurovision concert in Amsterdam, and that was great. We're going to fill you in. We're going to be sharing some of the interviews with you here on the podcast. So subscribe and you can hear all of it. And also remember to follow us on Instagram, because we're going to be uploading loads of content, videos with them, even some dancing. So yeah, it was an amazing concert, Maria.
Yeah, it was great. I think all the acts that attended were really in very high spirits, and they showcased what they could do. Of course, we haven't seen the final staging, but no. It looked and sounded great. So here's a new episode.
We attended the Eurovision concert. We got press accreditation. We also have press accreditation for the actual Eurovision. We're not going to be there in person, but we're going to be sharing everything online. We got the online accreditation. Sadly, this year we cannot make it, but we're traveling somewhere next year. We still don't know where. We are between two countries now. So. but yeah, it was great meeting all the artists this year. Well, not all of them, but most of them. Sadly, there were a couple that didn't attend the concert last minute for some reason. We still don't know. It was Denmark
and Poland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was we're really, really looking forward to seeing them and meeting with them.
Of course. But yeah, it was still 28 acts that attended. Some of them didn't attend the press center, we're unsure why, or they attended, but then they didn't actually interview. So, but still, we had a very good attendance there, and we were able to meet with many of them.
Yeah. The first one we met, it was my favorite. So if you're a regular listener, you know it's Baby Lasagna is my favorite. We met with him. First one, but sadly we don't have the interview.
Yeah,
we had a mic malfunction, so someone out there has our audio. We have someone else's audio. You know, Bluetooth mics are not the best. we learned the hard way this time.
Yeah, it was a bit strange because it was only a couple of interviews where that happened, and then everything else ran smoothly, so it might have been that the person that had the crossover with our microphone left the building, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, not sadly, because at least it worked for everything else. But yeah, what did Baby Lasagna tell you?
So he was great. He is very humble, and I told him that he was one of the favorites. Baby Lasagna was really looking forward to Eurovision, and he is kind of embracing the moment. He was super happy because that day, on Saturday, the whole Croatia went on a... How was the name of that?
It's like a flash mob.
Yeah, doing the dance.
for his song.
Yeah, so he was very surprised that was happening in Croatia, that his song was so well known and people are really, really supporting him. So, yeah, he also mentioned that the inspirations for his music is Rammstein, for instance. And he mentioned that Carrier was a great inspiration as well, that it was his favorite act in the Eurovision history. Also Maneskin, he loved Maneskin. And I mentioned the idea that people are saying that, you know, this song is very similar to Carrier's. I don't think so. But he said, okay, if people think that, I'm okay with it. Because I really, really loved Carrier last year. So that's a compliment. And he said that he would love to do some music with Carrier at some point. And he gave us like a very warm welcome to the whole event. He
was super sweet.
He was super sweet.
I was not expecting him to be so sweet, but yeah, it's it felt different from what he does on stage, but in a good way. Very, very approachable.
Yeah, he's shy and sweet and friendly, and he's a great guy. If someone has our audio over there, please send it to us. We're going to be looking for it. We're going to be sending you the audio that we have of your interview. It's a shame that that's not what you have, but he even said meow to all of you. But yeah, that was the first interview that we did. We then met with Megara. Mm-hmm. We also don't have the audio for that one. Mm-hmm. Again, malfunction.
Yeah. We interviewed them in Spanish though. Yeah. So this one, we probably have to tell you what they said.
Yeah. So also we did a test with all the contestants about their knowledge on Eurovision history. We're going to be sharing that on Instagram. But most of them, you'll be surprised, most of them, they didn't have an idea. I thought that they were really, really easy questions, don't you think?
I think so. I think the one of them, especially because it was quite recent, I thought they would have got, and the one that you asked about Malmo, also, just because it's quite recent history, so I thought, you know, going there and so on, they would probably have known that. I think there was one act that knew that.
Yeah.
No one else?
We won't say who, but because you need to find out. But the questions, were who won Eurovision twice for the first time? We know, you know, it's Johnny Logan. They didn't even know. They all said Loreen. Okay, she was the first woman.
Who won twice, yeah.
Exactly, but not the first person. Then the second question was, who won the mass public votes in the Eurovision history? It was Kalush Orchestra. Almost all of them said Karia,
yeah.
Because again, it's super recent, but Kalush Orchestra is quite recent as well.
Yeah, 1 year before.
Yeah. And then the last one was, who won the last time the Eurovision Song Contest was held in Malmö? And only one person knew that. Yeah, it was Emily De Forest for Denmark. So yeah, we did a little test with all of them. We're going to be sharing that on Instagram. And then also we met with Angelina Mango for Italy. She was kind of shy as well. Not very talkative. She was nice, but I don't think that the press thing was her environment.
Yeah, probably not.
Because there on the stage, she glows. It's a totally different person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. We also met with another one of our favorites, Sylvester Belt.
Yeah, loved him. So sweet as well. Really, really sweet.
Yeah. He was really, really nice to me.
He was super friendly. I think he really loved doing that. He really seemed to just want to talk to everybody. Making time. Lovely.
Yeah. We won't say anything about the performances. That will come later on. We met with Windows 95, man. It was a laugh. It was a laugh chatting with them.
It was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah. They are great guys. You'll see that on the videos that we're going to share. We met with Aiko for Czechia. She was nice. She told us that she was kind of ill. So not really feeling it. But she really did put an act on the press side of things. Mm-hmm. And she...
very professional.
Yeah, she looked very professional. Anyone else that we met? Oh, we met with Nebulosa as well from Spain. We did that in Spanish as well. You know, we are Spanish. And they needed a translator, so it was easier for everyone to do it in Spanish. They are quite surprised because people know the lyrics of the song, even though it's entirely in Spanish.
Yeah.
So they're really grateful.
Yeah, no, I think they were very surprised with the whole response to the song. With the fact that they went to Eurovision in the first place, I don't think they were expecting this at this stage of their career. But yeah, also, probably Spanish songs in Eurovision, I mean, apart from Chanel, not everyone tends to do that well. And the fact that everyone was singing the song... they were really, really popular.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're very happy.
Yeah.
we also met with my favorites, with Jerry Hale and Alion Aliona, and they were great as well. Love them, absolutely love them. So sweet, so talkative. Yeah,
they were amazing. Yeah, I love them too. We've been chatting about last year's Eurovision. If they thought that the UK did a great job or not. Mm-hmm. Hosting on behalf of Ukraine, you will have to find out about that, because we're going to be sharing
that
interview. We will share on the podcast and on Instagram, mm-hmm. too. We've been queuing for like 45 minutes to interview Nemo, but they were really, really busy. I think they got the biggest queue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was impossible to interview them, but I managed to meet them and get a picture. But they seem really, really nice and friendly and sweet. The biggest smile on their face.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. This is a reminder, though, for the delegations that they need to make sure that everyone has their opportunity to meet with the acts, because... you know, it should have been probably 3-4 minute stops, and some people were taking near 10 minutes and the delegations were not doing anything about it. So it is a reminder that, you know, everyone needs to have their opportunity, especially when it's getting towards the end. And, you know, it's probably best to have 1 or 2 minute stops rather than just hog them, which is what they did. Unfortunately,
we all had like not even 3 hours.
Yeah, I think it was about 2.5 hours.
2.5 really. Hours, and everyone wanted to meet everyone. Everyone mm-hmm. wanted to interview all of them, but yeah, you cannot really have the time if you keep not allocating. They are not even allocating minutes or time, but people would take 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you have to cut it. You have to do 5 minutes maximum, because otherwise it's crazy. And that's what happened.
We kept to our 5 minutes. So just to be clear, we're not saying this and then doing something else. The longest one was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We also tried, but was absolutely impossible to meet with Joost Klein.
Yeah, from the Netherlands.
Very, very, very brief time at the media center, actually.
Yeah.
He was there for about probably 45 minutes only. So that means lots of media did not get to meet him.
Yeah. So. It's a shame. And also, he was the only one like enclosed in fences, you know? That was weird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there was a rope.
Yeah, it was not like a proper fence.
Yeah. But with, people like, for example, Baby Lasagna had like a small armchair and with another one for interviewers. So there it was very easy to just sit with him and have a chat. It was impossible to do that with Joost, because he had a couple of armchairs as well.
Mm.
But the media was divided from him with a rope. So impossible.
That was weird. But some people didn't do any press, or I don't think that they came out. Like, for instance, Ollie Alexander from the UK.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was there. If he was, we didn't get to see him at all.
Yeah. Musti was very brief, like mm-hmm. even like half an hour there.
Yeah.
So it was impossible to meet him. But... we'll be updating you on all those chats we had with them, the little Eurovision test that we run. But yeah, let's move on to the actual performances.
So I think it's easier if we just say them in alphabetical order, because that way we won't miss anyone. The first one was Albania.
Yeah.
And what did you think? We've been talking a bit about the fact that the song was switched from Albanian to English.
I still prefer the Albanian version. The live performance, the voice was great. He did great. She did great, sorry. But there was something missing. Of course, again, we know this is not the final performance for Eurovision, mm-hmm. but there was nothing else on stage. It was just her.
Yeah, it's not one that I can say I remember very clearly. I think it wasn't anything particularly memorable, but it was quite decent, I think. I mean, no, I can't say there was anyone that I would say, oh my God, that was terrible there. So, yeah. Next one?
Austria.
That was like a big dance club. Yeah, like a proper rave. I liked her. I still think it's not nothing particularly special about it. I mean, it's just a great dance song, but we've seen many of those, to be fair. But yeah, it was fantastic on stage, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of song that lifts up everyone's mood and people start dancing, and that was good. Then we have Belgium. Musti.
Big visual. It's like a visual performer. It's not just about the song. It's about the whole, like he had a video as a backdrop, dancing. I liked him. I did like him. I think all the performances ended. I was very looking forward to seeing him, and I think there were other performances that I ended up liking more than that.
Yeah,
but I still think it's a very good song.
So were you expecting more?
I don't think I was expecting more from him. I think I was expecting less from others, and then when I saw the others, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. So in the end, I thought, yeah, maybe Musi went a bit down, still probably like top half of the pack. But maybe not as high as I thought it would be. But it still can change.
Yeah. It was good. And I liked his own dancing, like a classical dancer, you know?
Yeah, it was very, like I say, very visual performer. It wasn't just dancing a choreography. It felt like he was flowing with the music.
Yeah, like feeling the motion, you know?
So he might have been choreographed.
Yeah.
But still, it didn't feel like it, which is great.
Then we have Croatia.
Yeah. I didn't see much of that because it was so tight in the concert, to be fair.
Yeah, they divided the concert in two halves, and the second half, like, people start pushing towards the front, and the view was kind of blocked by then.
But yeah, I could still sort of see it. Yeah, it felt like a big thing on stage. I think it was great.
It was amazing. Yeah, exactly what I was expecting of Baby Lasagna.
Yeah.
So yeah. Cyprus?
I liked her. I think it was a nice dance break. She's clearly a dancer. She's clearly someone that has trained for that. I actually believe she was introduced as a dancer before a singer.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about the whole song?
I agree. I think the dancing part is the best. The song itself, it could be catchy, yeah? Laya, laya, laya. But I don't see anything really special about the song itself. But when you see her dancing, yeah, it's kind of nice. I think it's a good performance for Eurovision.
She really reminds me of Noa Kirel. Not the song, but her whole vibe. Like, she looks like a bit like her. The same hair color and the same dancing style. She really reminded me of Noa.
Yeah. Czechia,
maybe because she was sick.
Yeah.
I think the voice was not fantastic, but I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt because she did say during the interview that she was not feeling great.
Yeah.
And although she was very professional in the interview, you could at times sort of feel like she was struggling a bit. So yeah, but if she was really, really sick, then she did amazingly well.
Yeah.
But I think she can do even better probably when she's feeling 100%.
I think she will do better in Eurovision, given that she told us that she was sick, feeling sick that day. So yeah, let's move on to the next one. Well, next one on the list is Denmark, who was a no-show.
Yeah, she didn't show up at all.
We still don't know why. Finland.
Oh my god. well, we've already said they were great in the interview, and obviously they still were missing some of the pyrotechnics that they bring on their normal performances, but they still have some fireworks.
Yeah, I think the fireworks will give like a special kind of value to the whole performance.
But it was great.
Yeah, it's exactly what you can expect.
Yeah, yeah, it's still the same kind of energy, just walking around, like so, yeah, like talking, almost like singing to everyone in the audience. And yeah, they had the big egg as a backdrop. it was hilarious. I really liked it.
France, who arrived later that day, so was not in the press event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but oh my god, he sings so well.
It was amazing, the performance. Yeah, I mean, like,
it's just him. He doesn't need anything else.
Goosebumps at the point of giving goosebumps. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
so France does it very well. That's what we were saying the other day, and also because everything sounds better in French.
Exactly.
You do that song in Spanish and it would be like, another ballad, another. But yeah.
But it sounds like he feels what he's singing.
Exactly, yeah.
So beautiful. Yeah. Hmm.
Georgia.
Georgia was, I think the concert actually started with her. Yeah. I liked it more than I thought I was going to like it. Maybe also because it was, you know, I was already like ready for it. So, I don't remember much of the actual performance. I remember that I liked how she sang.
Yeah.
I thought she was good, but it wasn't memorable.
Yeah, there was nothing specific memorable about this. Yeah, it's what you said earlier, like all of them did great.
Yeah. Like,
We weren't probably expecting that high quality.
Yeah, for a concert where you know that they can't really bring much on stage apart from dancers if they have them.
Yeah.
But they can't, you know, they can't put up... The logistics just don't allow bringing stuff in. And she was alone, as far as I remember. I don't think she had dancers.
Yeah.
If she did, I've forgotten them. So yeah. that's what I'm saying. I have forgotten a lot of her.
But it's the same with the next two acts that we're going to talk about, like Germany, Iceland. Nothing specific, like memorable, but the voice was great in both of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Germany and Iceland were fantastic as well. Really good voices. I think Germany has done finally a song that can potentially be a little bit higher up. I don't think it will win. I don't think it's going to be necessarily top half. But I think, I mean, if he ended up last, I would say it's outrageous.
No,
there are a lot of
he doesn't deserve that.
No way. It's a very, very good song.
We're not saying that last year deserved to be last.
No, it didn't. But that, you know, they've had several years now where, for one reason or another, they end up last, and you know, a lot of people always say, "Oh, it's because of this, it's because of that, it's not because of the song." I'm saying if this year that happened, it's definitely not because of the song, because I don't think it deserves that.
Yeah.
And because of his performance either.
And Iceland, another great performer. She's a veteran in Eurovision.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. She was great around the press as well. We didn't have the chance to meet her, but she was all for it.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Ireland. Bandithag.
Oh my god. There's a tiny bit of the song that I really like, and that's all I can say.
The slow part.
Yes, it's the bit that you might have heard on Instagram and some reels, but the rest, like the whole song, I'm sorry, it just doesn't work for me. probably they are a very good performer, but again, it's just, I feel it's too much, not necessarily in the right way. Like, just like Finland is too much in the great, in a great way. Yes.
But the outfits, probably the costumes, is like something that you are, it's, yeah. It's not what you expect to see in Eurovision.
Not from Ireland.
And not from Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone a long way from Johnny Logan, to be honest.
Italy. Angelina, who we met earlier that day.
I think very good performance.
Yeah. Exactly what we saw in Sanremo.
Yeah.
What you can see on any video. It's the same performance because she does it exactly the same. The voice is amazing. The energy is great. So, and they've been saying that she's been doing some, working on choreography with great choreographers, like Rosalía's choreographer and so on. So maybe we are in for a treat as well.
Potentially, yes. I mean, Italy tends to do quite well. So I am expecting great things from her. Top five.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, yeah. No doubt Italy will be top five. Latvia.
I liked him. I like the song, but I think it's a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
It feels like there are lots of really upbeat songs this year. But I think you could tell that he's a professional. You can see like his presence on stage. Yeah. Very like he moves a lot around with a lot of confidence. He sings very well. It's just the song, when you hear it all together, yeah, it's like, oh my God, this is the one that, even, you know, I'm thinking about France. France is also like a ballad, but it just gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't.
Yeah. If you have to put up a ballad, it has to be the best.
The best ballad, yeah.
Yeah. And especially this year, because it's all about party, movement, dancing. So, yeah. Lithuania. Oh, we love Lithuania. We love Sylvester.
He was brilliant. He was just like so, I don't know. I mean, I could have seen a whole concert of him.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. And also like the backdrop and everything. Yeah. It worked very well. The colors that he used on stage, very much what I was expecting from him. And the song is great. He sounded fantastic.
Yeah. He was on his own on the stage as well, but he did some dancing, he moved a lot, the visuals were great, and please vote for Sylvester, because people are forgetting about Lithuania this year.
Yeah.
And
he deserves a lot of love.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy as well.
Yeah.
Luxembourg.
That's another one that I almost forget what she did. I sort of liked the song, but
yeah, like it's like the kind of song exactly as is the next one, Malta. Both of them, they put up a great performance.
Mm-hmm.
They do the dancing bit, they do it great. Yeah. They sound very good, but it's something that next year or in 5 years' time, I will forget.
Yeah, it's the kind of song that I think when you get to the semi-finals, I don't think in the semi-finals the ones that don't go through it's just because they are bad. It's usually because there are others that, you know, you remember.
Yeah. Who and you are competing one, with.
Exactly. So we might be very wrong, but I think those are two that probably won't just go ahead.
I think Luxembourg has a chance because they haven't participated for 30 odd years. So I don't know if it's like a welcoming gift, not because of because the EBU is going to grant them that, but people are probably looking at it for a different point of view.
But then there are other political considerations there that might be against her. So
True. So
Who else do we have?
So next up is Moldova, Natalia.
Hmm. I like the song. I think I actually like the performance, but again, I don't remember anything special from it.
Hmm.
But I remember myself singing along, so that must have been good.
Yeah. Netherlands. That was the last one.
Netherlands was the last one.
Yeah.
He closed the concert. The visuals were funny. Like, I couldn't really see him that well because of what we said before about the whole, you know, just too many people getting too close to each other. But I could see the visuals and they were quite funny. He kept saying, like, these are not my visuals.
Wait for May.
And he was like, oh, okay, so this is not what you're doing. But yeah, he was wearing his big blue suit with his big spiky shoulder pads.
But the good thing is that, of course, it was in the Netherlands. So people were crazy about it. It was a local act. And it was the first time that he performed live in a pre-party.
Mm-hmm.
So people were so looking forward to that. It would be difficult to keep that vibe for the actual Eurovision stage. So people at their houses can get the same feeling and the same uplifting kind of mood. So I don't know how they're gonna do that, probably with the visuals.
Potentially, yeah.
So, well, let's see what happens. Norway.
It was almost what I expected. The visuals very, very much that kind of like dark forest thing. By the way, they were also at the media center, but the lead singer was not there.
Yeah, she wasn't there.
Which, yeah, was a bit strange. We didn't get to talk to them. But yeah, I think the performance worked quite well. I think I liked it more during the whole medieval Melody Festival rather than now. I think it's dropped just because there are others that are probably a bit better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very decent. What do you think?
I quite liked it. I think it was a very powerful performance in a way that the sense and the vibe that the song wants to put up there is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like the witchery kind of thing, like the medieval song. They do that very well.
It almost sounds like something that is, you know, it feels almost like a national thing for Norway. We've been to Norway before. Yeah. I think there's that kind of vibe, or like the folky things, the fairy tales, the forests.
Yeah.
It just feels like something that is very Norwegian, and they did it great. So
yeah,
liked it.
Poland was a no show.
Yeah.
Then moving on to San Marino. Megara, who we met as well, Spanish guys.
I wasn't expecting that performance.
You liked
they were
it.
So good. Yeah, yeah. They even have confetti. Big money.
San Marino is giving money away to Eurovision.
No, it was quite good. Obviously, it's. I still think it's quite strange to have a Spanish band singing in Spanish and performing for somebody. I think if it was a Spanish band either singing in English or singing in Italian, it would be like, okay, I would understand it a bit more. But I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just unexpected. I like them. Yeah. I think people like them as well. They closed the first half of the concert. So everyone was really, I think people that needed a break were really up for it. So yeah, and they closed on a high. So
I'm hoping they go through to the final.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I they have all the odds against them. They're dead last at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that they bring this great energy to the performance.
I think there were more forgettable performances than theirs.
Yes.
Theirs is definitely one that I thought was very good.
100%.
And also the fact that they go together as a band, even with the dancers and so on. So everyone is up there on stage, even in these smaller performances. So I think they did a very good job.
Serbia, Tejadora, who we actually like.
We really like the song.
Yeah.
But then it was quite flat. I think it felt a bit flat. I hope she does something that, you know, with the backdrop and everything on Eurovision, it feels like a magical thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would be beautiful. But based on what I saw, it's probably one that is not going to go through.
Again, this is probably one performance that if you are watching from your couch at home, great.
Maybe.
But in a concert,
probably
it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slovenia.
I like the song more than I ended up liking the performance.
Okay.
I like the performance, but I think when I've heard it, the recorded version, somehow I like it more.
The video clip is nice.
The video clip is nice, yeah. I don't know if there was something wrong with the voice. Maybe it was me, but yeah.
No, the voice was fine. She just wasn't moving a lot. I know there was a dancer, but she was just like walking on stage. So I think it could be more out there in terms of performance.
But still the joker out effect will play on her favor. Her song was written by Bojan from Joker Out, and I'm sure that will benefit her because of all the fans that they've got. So
probably. Spain with Torra.
Like we've said before, everyone knew the song. Everyone was dancing. They had the confetti. Like, yeah, I don't know if this is something with the Spaniards, but they had the confetti. They had big visuals saying Torra everywhere. We had so many people around that were not Spanish and were singing that.
Yeah.
Incredible. I think they are actually going to do quite well this year.
I'm hoping they do better than last year. I prefer this song.
Yeah, no, I prefer this song. I prefer the whole thing this year. I think, last year was a bit niche, and this is probably a bit more mainstream. It's not always necessarily a good thing, but in this case, I think it just works for them. Yeah. Like, everyone seemed to be really into it.
Sweden.
I like them a lot. They danced very well. They sang quite well. Yeah, they were not amongst my favorites. I know they're very popular. But then I saw the whole thing and I thought, this is actually quite good.
Yeah. It's a kind of song that when I first heard it, it's like, oh yeah, no, this is forgettable. But then live, it sets the mood quite well. And the dancing, what they do, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully top 10. I think
it's there's a very big chance of them being top 10. Yeah.
And then we have the Nemo. Switzerland. That was a shock. I know that they were in the odds for winning Eurovision for the last weeks, but oh my god. What they can do on stage.
Amazing. Yeah, we looked after the performance. We looked at each other and we just nodded. We were like, "Yeah, this is it. This is it."
Yeah, we're going to Switzerland this year. Start saving.
Yeah, I think if you want to place bets, that's quite a safe one.
Yeah.
They were amazing, live. Incredible voice.
Oh my god!
Dancing, not dancing, but just moving around on stage—the kind of thing that you get tired after 30 seconds.
Mm.
The voice was just like up and down, but perfectly on pitch.
Yeah.
It's a song that just gets everyone vibing.
I'm vibing.
So, yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, what a winner!
if they are to win, yeah. What a winner.
Yeah, I think based on performances, probably I would, I mean, my preference would be Nemo and Sylvester.
Hmm.
Although my favorites are still my favorites at heart.
Who are next? So Ukraine.
Yeah, I think that it was a beautiful performance as well. So
it was magical.
It was, yeah, it was. I'd love for them to do extremely well.
Hmm.
Based on the whole thing, I am afraid, I don't think they're going to win, but not because of them, just because others are just pushing the boundaries so much.
Yeah.
But I just hope they do so well. And you can really see as well, they are, that's another set of professionals.
Yeah. I still hope they finish at least top five.
I hope so. I would be so happy. I would be so happy. And they were so sweet.
Yeah, they were sweet. UK, Ollie, I feel for him because he had a mic malfunction.
Yeah, like
just as we did.
Yeah, you see, it's not just us.
even professionals can do that.
Even professionals. Oh, we have to say, even during the concert, there was an issue with the lights. So,
yeah.
And this was not staged. So this was a proper...
Like in 2018.
Exactly. This is not a fake blackout. This was a proper one. Not a blackout, but yeah. But then Oli, during his second chorus, I think,
yeah.
his microphone just went.
Yeah, and all the backing vocals, it was not great. And you could see him struggling because he was dancing, he was trying to perform, but the mics won't let him.
It was, I could sort of hear him, so I was actually wondering what was going on.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought he had actually lost his voice because I could hear something.
Hmm.
And I thought maybe it's just that it broke, but the microphone is still working.
Yeah.
But no, it was the other way around. Then he came back and he actually seemed quite happy that he came
back. He said, I'm back.
I think he tried, but I have a feeling he feels defeated in some way.
Yeah.
Probably
that's why he didn't do any press. He received a lot of
hatred. Yeah.
Like unfairly. So we are with you, Ollie. We support you, and you don't deserve any of that.
Yeah.
Well, no one's deserve any
of that.
I think
it's quite I think what's happening with the whole thing is just quite unrealistic to think that all these people are going to change something.
Hmm.
And they, you know, maybe the people that should be pushed, who are politicians and so on, are not actually having that, you know, go to the parliaments and boycott them there. But these people are just trying. Actually, I do feel, and I've always felt that since I was a child, it's the one opportunity that we have in the continent and Australia to bring people together.
Yeah. United by music.
Exactly. You know, how many times do you sit on TV or do you sit on the sofa and watch TV and get to see the whole of Europe in one night? You don't do that.
No.
You'll watch Netflix, you'll watch TV shows, you watch a film, or you watch the news, but you will not watch people from all over the country, the continent, talking and just being friendly to each other. That's what it is about. So and Ollie is getting a lot of bad press and a lot of hatred because of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Don't do that.
Totally undeserved. So that was a recap or review of the Eurovision concert in Amsterdam. So keep listening because we have the interviews coming up on the podcast and then more and more visual content on Instagram.
Yes, and the next time that we will be back, it's quite likely that it will be the actual week of Eurovision.
Yeah. Apart from the interviews that are coming.
Yeah, the interviews are coming, but the next time that we come.
Yeah.
Record it here for you. I believe it will be then, because there's not that much happening before until the actual show. Everyone is now on rehearsal mode.
Yeah.
So Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe. Remember to follow on Instagram to see all the videos. And they will be there on TikTok as well.
Of course.
So, yeah. And we'll see you and talk to you very soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Remember, you can subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave a 5-star review, and check out our Instagram account.